Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read up to verse what? Up to verse 5? Verse 5. See. Then he said, for I suppose I was not the wheat behind the very chiefest apostles. Verse 6. But though, and I love this verse, because that is my own appeal also. See, he said, but though I be rude in speech, hallelujah, but not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Now I want to borrow that. Because earlier in the day, somebody who says a prophet, I think it's from Abuja or somewhere. I'm sure you'll be listening to me now. From Abuja, you say you listen. In fact, I said the time you called me was because you were listening to the message that I titled. And you say you have many of my tapes. And you called to tell me how much I've been blessed by my ministry, blah, blah, blah. But you want to give me an advice. You heard me calling names. You want to advise me, please, I should not mention names. I should, stop replying them, stop criticizing them. I should just preach the gospel. I should not call names. Though I be rude in my speech, but not in knowledge. Hallelujah. So I told him, I said, please forgive me. I didn't go to Bible school. I said, please forgive me. I didn't go to school of theology. But I quickly told him, hallelujah, who made them great? You are the one that made them great. And I quickly told him that, do you know that many of us have made these people idols and we have become idolaters? How do you know who is an idolater? Anybody that says anything against your God, you should be angry. No, you must be angry. Anybody that speaks against your God, you must be angry. If they were speaking against some other names, even leaders of other religion, you would be angry. But this particular man, you have so idolized, you have forgotten that there is no difference between them and you. For all of us have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are sinners saved by grace. And who that man is to you, he is not to me. Why do you want me to accord the same respect you have for him? And to start with, you are angry that I am speaking against Olukoya for writing a book. I said the man wrote in a book. He wrote lies concerning William Branham. That William Branham died from alcohol. He had an accident, and that when they tested his blood, the autopsy report saw a lot of blood in his, a lot of alcohol in his blood. And everybody in these days of internet, go to the Google, go and search how William Branham died. Everybody knows, no other second version of it from anywhere. William Branham was driving, and a drunken truck driver hit him. From that, he died. Olukoya knows this. Why will he now write that? It is because I'm a Christian. If I were not a Christian, I will sue him to produce the autopsy report. I will take him to court to produce the autopsy report that you are referring to. Why will a man like that lie before the whole world? And you say I should not reply him? Now the reason he's doing it willingly, because the ministry of that man, William Branham, the sermon that he preached, he does not want his members to go near it. Because their eyes will be open and they will see their errors. Though I be rude in my speech, but not in knowledge. Let's go to verse 13. Verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm not rude at all. After all, Jannes and Jambres, not be human beings. Their names are there. Judas is not the name of somebody. Eh? Amen. Now it will be wrong for me to stand here and just insult people. That will be wrong. It will even be evidence I'm not converted. But when Jude said, contend for the faith, how will I contend? But to stand and say it as it is. They speak error, I will show the truth. And I will tell you who is speaking the error. The thing that these pulpits are suffering from is pulpits are suffering from the spirit of compromise. Pulpits are suffering from the spirit of compromise. People cannot stand boldly and speak. If I know what I'm speaking is the truth, what am I afraid of? For my God is behind me. Hallelujah. Now you take me to court, I will come with the Bible. And the judge will hear sermon. And you say, thou shalt not judge, thou shalt not judge. I have said this before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say, I shall not judge, Abi. It is wrong to judge. And I'm telling you something. You say you are the servant of my Father, and you are messing up the kingdom, the things of the kingdom. You are messing up the things that my Father has committed to your hands, and I'm a true son of my Father, and because you are the servant of my Father, that I should not talk. I'll be a bad son. I'll be a bad son. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, church. Amen. I'm not saying this to bring down anybody. I say because many of them watch our TV channel. And true to it, many of them are correcting a lot of things they were doing without even knowing the effect. Some of them are sincere. Have you people not noticed that St. Valentine, churches are no longer celebrated as before? Eh? We are the ones that spoke loud and clear against it. And some of them started, you know, churches, big, big churches that you have respect for. They were advertising St. Valentine. Anytime I remember in my head, scatter. To raise a man as a symbol of love. Ha! You want to compare somebody with the Lord Jesus Christ when it comes to demonstration of love? While we were yet sinners, Christ died. Hey! Valentine's death, did it help that woman that he loved? Eh? How did the death of Saint Valentine affect his girlfriend? But me here. I hear that Savior say, thy strength indeed is small.
Child of
weakness, watch and pray.
Find in me.
Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all.
All to him I owe.
All to him I owe.
Sin
had left a crimson stain. He was. Say.
Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all to him.
Obey the law. Hallelujah. And that sister remained. Maybe she married another man later. Sir. Amen. But this Jesus that went to the cross for me. Hallelujah. He demonstrated his love. Ah, he loves me. I cannot tell why. He loves me. I cannot tell why. I cannot explain. He's so hard for me.
He loves me.
He loves me. I can't say. Oh, hallelujah. Loves me. To compare that with Valentine. Hallelujah. People don't even know what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. You want to compare the death of a mortal man, a sinner. You want to compare the death of a sinner, maybe saved by grace, with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then come to the altar and celebrate Saint Valentine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's because they don't understand the cross. So I'll cherish that old rugged cross. Feel my trust Mesala, I lay down.
I will cling.
I will cling to the old cross.
Let us change
and exchange it someday. Say, say.
Go out, cherish.
Oh, so I'll cherish the old. Look at the cross. Look at the cross. In my cross. This at last I lay down.
I will cling.
I will cling to the
bone. And exchange it someday.
And
exchange it someday for a crown.
On the hills far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. Uh-huh. And I love the old cross where the dear rest and best
for a world of lost
sin I was. So cherish
the
rugged cross. My trust, I lay down.
I will cling
to the old rugged cross
and
exchange it
someday.
Hallelujah! Oh, glory! See, I want to build somebody's faith muscles today. When you declare for Jesus, then hold on to it, guide it, and only the elect have that resolution. Only the elect have that resolution. Praise the Lord. The pressmen were interviewing me a few days ago, and I was telling them, they said, compare your life as an unbeliever, and now that you are in Christ, how can you compare kerosene with the coke? Hallelujah. Okay, how can you compare kerosene with water? They look the same, Abby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had everything I needed, but I didn't have peace. Hallelujah. I had everything I needed as a young man, but I didn't have peace. But now I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the hand of God is on my life I see, and the reason of my bliss.
Oh,
yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides.
He abides.
Oh, he
abides. He abides.
He abides.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He abides. He is.
Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter
abides with me.
Don't ask me why I'm happy.
So I just tell them why.
Because
my sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
And when I meet,
that's all fast. Who asks me where they are?
I say.
I saw my Jesus, there are under the blood, on the cross of Calvary.
As far removed
as darkness is from God.
In the sea of God,
forgetfulness, that's good enough.
Praise God, my sins are gone.
Say, say.
Oh, where are they?
Where are they? Under the blood. Under the blood. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy night and day. Let's look at Janus and Jabez. Sit down first. Few minutes. Let's look at Janus and Jambres. They are full everywhere in this world. In Nigeria. In South Africa. East Africa. And let's continue. Verse 13. I think that's where we are. Verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 13, 14, 15. It says, for such are false apostles. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, we're not surprised, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister, Satan has ministers, if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Because I told you that so many of these people who say they are prophets today, they are actually glorified babalawos. Babalawos that have changed their signboard to prophets. Native doctor, no longer native doctor. Alpha. What do they call them again? How do they call them for Igbo land? Dibia. Hallelujah. Instead of calling it shrine, they call it church. But watch it very well. It is Babalawo repackaged. Hallelujah. And their object of their ministry, the object of this, when they say they will pray for you, they call it work. I do work for you. Do you hear their language? They will tell you, I'll do work for you. Ha! Your work, plenty. Your work, plenty. Kai! It will require 15 people to go to the mountain. Your work plenty. Amen. There is an oil you will bring. What's the name of the oil? Back to sender oil. There's back to sender anointing oil. Which one again? Do as I say oil. Do as I say oil. And there's a big Bible by his side. When he's telling you this, with a cross either on his neck or by the side. To give, he's repackaging himself. Hallelujah. Of course, before you reach him, you have paid consultation fee. Now, you have picked your card. Because he's here to advertise the source of his power. Yes. You advertise, you want to get pregnant, there's apple you will eat. Yes. You see this t-shirt? You see this handkerchief? You see this handkerchief? Somebody come and give testimony about this handkerchief. It's about the handkerchief they are advertising. And then you will see Gentiles struggling to buy the handkerchief. There is not a friend
like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Lord, as I heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggles.
He will guide us.
He will guide us. Till the day is gone, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I thank God I have found Jesus. Not by religion, but by revelation. I found Jesus not by religion, but by revelation. And upon this rock, I build my church. And the gates of hell are not prevail. So that's the warning Jesus Christ gave us. False. And this false prophet, false Christ, false anointing. This is the day also of the latter rain. And God is moving again in his power. God is raising armies that will counter this nonsense going on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Hey, one of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
Oh, one of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm
one of them.
So listen, number one, listen very well. What makes the anointing false? Let's answer that. What makes the anointing false? Number one, it has no message following it. Ahima is even better than them. At least Ahima saw something. Now how to talk and now you know Sabi. So don't compare it with Ahima's. Ahima saw something. But it's how to deliver the message that was his problem. But he ran. He didn't have a message. But this one's, hallelujah. It has no message following it. From morning to night, you gather in that church, nothing you will hear that will cause a sinner to look inward and repent and give his life to Christ. In such gathering. Remember, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Believe what? Believe the message. Believe the message. Hallelujah. What is the message that God gave to every believer? It is the message, the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Can we read it? Let's read it from 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Let's read up to verse 21 from verse 17. It says, if a man be in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a new creature. 2 Corinthians, am I correct? Chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. Behold, all things are, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old lifestyle passed away.
now a new lifestyle. And all things are of God, who has done what? Reconcile us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us, we, the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, what is the message? That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, if you are reconciled, we are ambassadors, representatives of Jesus Christ on earth. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Can you hear the message? For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That is the message. That is the ministry every preacher has. And how will they believe it? Then God anoints you to cause attraction. If you don't have this message, your anointing is false. What is the message? The whole world is in darkness. And in this age of apostasy, the present truth, the message committed unto us, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14 up to verse 18. Can we read it? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. This is a message that every true child of God should be preached. Every preacher, I mean, in this age now. If you carry microphone, you go everywhere, this is the message. This is the message. Anything contrary to this, the anointing upon you is false. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Therefore, such a preacher, will he allow comedians to come to the pulpit? Hallelujah. Will he allow fashion show in the church? Will he allow people dress anyhow and come to church? Not only come to church, even in their homes? Let's read on. And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had had the temple of God with idols? Therefore, such a preacher, will he allow anything in the church that people will come and bow before? You know, there are some people that have the pictures of the... In fact, there are men of God that sell their picture. It's compulsory. Before you come and see them, you buy the picture. The anointing oil and the anointing water they sell is the man's picture they paste there. And blind people cannot see that the Antichrist is at work. They're looking at the anointing. They're not looking at the secret, the spirit behind that anointing. Let's read on. Hallelujah. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, this is thus say the Lord. What should you do? Come out. It is a commandment, and that is the scripture I'm saying now. Come out, come out, come out. That is the message God gave to William Marion Braham, that the denomination has no one to hear. They are calling him false. But I am here to re-echo it. Come out of the denominational system. The spirit behind it is the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of division. The spirit of bondage is another Egypt. Hallelujah. And the Joe is a Pharaoh. Come out of her, my people. He said, come out of her. Come out from among them and be ye separate, 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 say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. When he said, come out of them, come out of them, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. He said, and touch not the unclean thing. Anything the word of God tells you separate from it, separate from fashion, separate from all these worldly things that you people know the world celebrates, separate yourself from it. And be ye separate. Separate there. Anywhere you go, declare your identity that you are not part of them. Declare your identity by the way you dress, by the way you comport yourself even among them. He said, we are ambassadors. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The ambassador of Saudi Arabia in America, you will never see him wear suit and tie. It is only Nigerian ambassadors that go there and wear suit and tie. No identity. Colonial mentality has covered us. The ambassador. They wear only the Indians. You see the kind of dress they wear. They wear made in Indian cloth. Their wife will dress to portray their culture. It is only Christians that don't want to dress to portray that they are Christians. They are anywhere they go, not like chameleon. Chameleon takes the color of the environment it finds itself. Chameleon spirit. No identity. You can't influence them. They are the ones that are always influencing you. Come out of them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. You didn't see in James chapter 4 verse 4. James chapter 4 verse 4. Verse 4 and verse 5. James chapter 4. See, he said, you adulterers and adulteresses. It's not talking about women and men who are chasing other women up and down. He's talking spiritual language. See where you are adulterating yourself. He says, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? So he's talking about Christians that have imbibed the world. You have married the world. Married the world in your lifestyle. Married the world in everything you do. You married the world in your appearance, in everything. He call you that you are an adulterer, you are an adulteress. Know ye not that the friendship of the world, that is the adultery, friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And verse 5, do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy? See? Some of you don't even know that this scripture is there in the Bible. It is in the church that the latest fashions are displayed by Mommy Gio. Every week she must display the latest one. And the sisters will copy. Come and see fashion parade and the pulpits by pastors, by apostles and prophets. So called. What is the message we are supposed to preach? It's Acts 2 verse 38. Repent. Repent. Repent from the way you dress. Repent from all this alcoholism. Repent from speaking lies. Repent from prostitution. Repent from 419. Repent all from corruption. Repent from homosexuality. Repent from lesbianism. Repent from all abominations. That is, the evil is so much that every Sunday we should be crying, repent until Jesus comes. And if you don't have this message, then your anointing is false. That's why Peter said we should give diligence to make our calling and election sure. For the Bible says you should be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Be ye perfect. So what makes the anointing false? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number two, if that vessel is unconverted but anointed, the anointing is false. Is somebody understanding me? If that vessel that God is using is not converted, he's lying, he's fornicating, he's still doing 419. Is or every evil he's doing it. You know there are pastors that are homosexuals and they're very anointed. Hallelujah. There are women preachers that are lesbians and they're very anointed. If you are not a homosexual, you have reached marriage age, you are Jew, you are overseer, you are a prophet, you have money, why you never marry? Why you never marry? Why you never marry? You never reach age. Why are you always with men? Now men, boys, fool your house. Five boys, are they fool your house? Why are you always with men all over you? Go and marry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are anointed. Let me tell you why you are false. Because every preacher is supposed to be a witness. Hallelujah. And you cannot preach. If a man be in Christ, a new creature, and you are still an old creature, you are a false witness. You have not yet confirmed the power of conversion, and you are preaching about the kingdom, you are false, a false witness. Because you have not experienced what you are talking about. And yet you are anointed. Where did that anointing come from? When you are not converted. And it is only one who is free that can deliver somebody who is under bondage. Therefore, the anointing that you are claiming you are delivering somebody when you yourself, you need deliverance, is a false anointing. Praise the Lord. But there's another mystery. Eh? I still have 10 minutes more. Ten minutes more. Can I go on? Hallelujah. Listen. There's another mystery. That a genuine anointing can be on a false vessel. That's why I say it's a mystery. And let me explain the mystery. There is a reason why, to fulfill certain purpose, God can even come and anoint an animal. With a genuine anointing, can come on a madman to prophesy. It can come on an animal like Balaam's ass. It was genuine anointing from heaven. Amen. But let's look at it more scriptural now. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Let's read it up to verse 5 from verse 1. Deuteronomy, destroy your enemy. Verse chapter 5. I mean, chapter 13, from verse 1 to verse 5. Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder cometh to pass. That's evidence that it is of God, isn't it? The sign, the wonder, it comes to pass. Fear. And I have seen some of these prophets. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just remember something as we are talking against this friendship of the world. Friendship of the world. Somebody was sharing with me yesterday how 2 days ago, how one popular prophet in Nigeria that specializes in giving international and multinational revelations. And Nigeria was playing a match somewhere one day, and service was going on. And then he told the people to switch it to switch the screens to the football. He stopped preaching and said that he wanted to tell them that Nigeria is about to score. Nigeria is prophesying. Nigeria is about to score. And then the whole church, they were watching football. Inside church. Hallelujah. Well, it's one of their former members, they tell me, and the former member, he loved the man too much. Don't speak against that man, He still respects him so much. He said that man, a true man of God, true man of God, he don't walk with him, he don't walk with her, He said, so he's telling me one of the things that happened. He said, but that day, they play. Nigeria no score anything. Amen. I'm sure now God wanted to expose their folly. People came to worship God. You switch to football. Inside church. Don't you know that the spirit that dwells in you lusted to envy? Even if Nigeria was to score because of that man, they score Nigeria. Praise the Lord. So we are in Deuteronomy chapter 13. He gave you revelation and it come to pass. Then, listen to what he says, the next thing that follow. Deuteronomy chapter 13. And the sign, hallelujah, or the wonder come to pass. Perfect. Whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet. Now see the mystery here now. This is the reason. Or that dream of dreams. For the Lord, your God, proveth you. So he's the one that brought that anointing. He's the one that gave that revelation. On that false vessel. He's proving you to know whether you love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 4. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Finally, verse 5. See what will happen to that prophet later. And all of you prophets around the world, listen. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. Because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to trust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shall thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. See? Are we not having them today? You want it? Take it. Woo, tower. Hey, pastor, before you spoke, this man eye don't open. Oh, praise the Lord. Bring it. Oh, my. Yes, who else? Pastor, before you even enter the hall, as you say you're coming in, the cripple began to walk. Praise the Lord, where is he? For 30 years, he has been crippled. Oh, where is he? And he start to run. Oh, my. And then after that, he says, sister, you can wear trousers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God is a good God. He's taking you away from the path of the Lord and he's directing you to the world. He said, don't hearken to that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. He said the reason why he gave the person the anointing is to also prove you to know the reason why you are coming to Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Verse 17, 18 and 19. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Something was causing the division. Now verse 19, this is the statement I'm looking for. For there must compulsorily be also heresies among you. What is the reason? That they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Who are those who are approved? It is the elect. That it will manifest the reason why you are in this church. That there will be reason why you are in Christ at all. You are coming to church. God can just raise another doctrine. It happened in this church before. They said now it's John ministry. We find grammar. Find grammar. After William Branham, then Raymond Jackson. After Raymond Jackson, now I am the one now to lead the bride. Here in Lagos, oh. And they smuggled themselves. And before you know what, there was confusion, even among the ministerial board. Amen. And some said, are true. Yes, John. Yes, there will be a man like this. Yes, there will be like this. Yes, the scripture say like this. Yes, the scripture say like this. But I stood with the scripture. And then, hallelujah, rightly dividing the word of truth. John ministry will come up when salvation is over and seven thunders have sounded before that revival will take place. And he says, thou must prophesy again. Revelation chapter 10 verse 11. To nations, to people, to everywhere. And when he said you prophesy again, where did he prophesy before? That he will prophesy again. Where did he prophesy before? He prophesied before in Acts chapter 2. There was a revival that will come up again. And it is not one man. It is a group of people. It's a move of God. Praise the Lord. And the Bible call it the latter rain. Hallelujah. And when I came here, I preached my own. Then the thing settled some. And some who are ordained for such things, they run. No, some of you have come back. When they see some of you that don't go there, go there, you just discover that it was cloud without rain, without water. I came back. So God can allow heresies to take place. Praise the Lord. The ministry of Jannes and Jambres. We shall continue next Friday.